Spirit Radio Podcasts.
My next guest business is based in a part of the country I can only dream of visiting when all this is over. It's based in Kenmare in County Kerry. And of course, it's a place where there's an abundance of beautiful fresh fish. And it's maybe a time of year where you think about cooking fish a lot more traditionally, kind of Lent and all that. But of course, his business has had to adapt with the pandemic like so many others. And we're going to hear all about it. It's great to have with us on the line, Daniel McCarthy, who's the Managing Director of Star Seafoods. Daniel, how are you?
Hi, Wendy. How are you getting on? Thanks for having us on.
I wanted to talk first just about Kenmare in general. As I mentioned there, it's one of the most beautiful parts of our lovely island, but and tourism is a huge part of the industry. What has life in Kenmare been like since the start of the pandemic?
I suppose much the same as everywhere else. It's closed down. It's absolutely dead. We did have a very busy maybe 7 or 8 weeks in Kenmare, but it's really tourist dependent. Like, most people employed here are in are going to be employed as in restaurants as waiters and chefs and, you know, cleaning accommodation, all that type of thing. So it's been very dependent on that. So obviously our own company, what we do primarily was supplying the hotel and restaurant sector. So
you've been hit very badly because they're obviously you haven't had to supply them much.
Exactly. Yeah. So I mean, they're pretty mostly shut. Like, we're still doing deliveries to, let's say, restaurants who've adapted their business doing takeaways and all this type of a thing. But I'd say overnight we probably lost around 95% of customers. So during the first lockdown, which was kind of crazy to think of, but what we ended up doing was we already had our website set up and for selling fish direct to the public. We'd started in Cork City on a kind of a small trial basis. We're delivering maybe one day a week, and from there, when the lockdowns came in, we said we're going to expand to Limerick City as well. So that went pretty well. We kept our minimum orders down at 10 euros. So it was accessible for everyone to get it, really. And we didn't charge anyone delivery fees. So it was our.
And is it hard logistically, Daniel, to kind of make that change where you're delivering to different parts of the country? Mm-hmm. And obviously with the fresh food, transporting and all that sort of stuff. Was there much involved in that side of things?
Yeah, I mean, there is a lot of stuff in the logistics of it. Like, we've had to do a lot of update. We're continually updating our website to kind of make things more efficient. And we've special trackers for all our vans to kind of get around fairly quick. One advantage of a lockdown has been, like, since we're doing all our own transportation, our own refrigerated vans, it's given us an opportunity to deliver it cheaper than, let's say, using courier companies. So one advantage has been there's a lot less traffic on the road. So we decided last year as well, after Limerick went pretty well, to expand out to Dublin. And normally it'd be very difficult to get around Dublin, but we started with one van and there's no traffic on the road, so you get around pretty quick. And that went so well that we were getting messages from people in Wicklow, in Dundalk, in Kildare and all the surrounding counties as well. So we now have a couple of other vans on the road, and we're, as I said, it's been a good time to build up that end of the business. And hopefully by the time everything goes back normal, we'll have a fairly substantial home delivery service.
It's an arm of your business you mightn't have developed otherwise, so it's a silver lining in some ways, is it, Daniel?
100%, yeah. It was always in the back of our mind to do it, and we had made the initial step to do it, which was lucky on our end because the timing was pretty good. But yeah, exactly. It'll be hopefully a standalone business by the time we come out at the other end of this lockdown.
And what's the response been like? Are people loving getting fish from Kerry, wherever in the country they are?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, it's been great. Like, we're always getting emails in. Like, what's great about selling fish online, it's very responsive. So people love to give their opinion. So they'll email you straight back saying they love this, they love that, or can you add this onto the menu? Can you start supplying this type of a fish? So we're constantly making upgrades because we're constantly getting feedback. Like, our minimum order used to be 15 euros. And then we were getting people saying, there's only two of us living in a house, can you actually drop it down? Because we find it hard to make it up to 15, so we dropped it down to 10 euros. So we're kind of building the business based off feedback from people, and the feedback's been really, really good.
It's great. It's kind of grassroots in a way. And of course, lots of people during this time of year, during Lent, might cook fish more than they usually do.
100%, yeah. It's I suppose the big advantage the fish industry has always had is we pretty much have a month of free promotion from that like from Ash Wednesday all the way to Good Friday. Sales always go up in like fish shops and all that type of thing, especially for those 2 days. So a lot of people who might never order fish otherwise will try it on one of those 2 days, and it'll kind of get them hooked then. So it's always a good way of getting new customers in the door for sure.
Yeah, and of course it's so healthy, it's so good for us, isn't it?
100%. Yeah, exactly. It's nice to get your nutrients in. I suppose I think during lockdown too, a lot more people have been open to cooking fish. It's for some reason a lot of people think of fish as something difficult to cook. Well, it's quite the opposite. It's very quick and easy to cook, and a lot of people would have just maybe ordered fish when you go out to a restaurant. We've a big recipe section on our website. The traffic of that has increased a fair amount since lockdown because people want to try cooking new types of fish. And
I love the recipes on your website, Daniel. Stuff that because I do cook fish a lot, and we have salmon every Friday in our house. And the kids love it. If I don't produce the salmon, I'm in trouble. But things I wouldn't have thought of. You've got prawn fajitas on there, smoked salmon roulade, a fishy lasagna. Sounds delicious. And easy to follow recipes as well.
Yeah, that was I did a lot of those recipes up myself, and I like recipes to be really, really basic and simple. So we kept the ingredients to a minimum where possible, and they're all pretty easy to follow. So yeah, again, people like that as well too.
And when your base product is good, when it's good quality, tasty fish, it's much easier to do a simple recipe, isn't it?
100%. Yeah, I mean exactly. Like it's as I said, like a piece of fish, put a bit of salt and a bit of flour, pepper, and fry in a frying pan, you're kind of done, really. But obviously, on our website, we have a lot different variants of recipes too for people if they want to experiment with different things as well too. It keeps us busy in the middle of lockdown.
Yeah, of course. And I know your company's around since 1974. You have a lot of employees. Have you been able to keep them all during this pandemic?
Yeah, thankfully we've not had to lay anyone off during the pandemic, which is great. Not quite as busy as we would be with the food service open, but we're like a lot of companies, we're just biding our time and just fingers crossed they can get all these vaccines rolled out and whatnot, and we can open up again.
Yeah, I think we're all hoping for that, Daniel. Well, thanks so much for joining us on the show. And it's brilliant how one arm of your business has developed. And I think lots of people will be checking you out to get some fresh fish delivered to them over the coming days. So thanks for joining us on the program today.
Yeah. Also, if any of your listeners would like to try us out, you can check our delivery zones on our website. And we've set up a discount code for anyone trying to place their first order. It's a 10% discount. Just put in the word SPIRIT in the coupon code section at checkout and you'll get a 10% discount.
Oh, fantastic. We love that, Daniel. Thanks for joining us on the show today.
Thank you so much.
That's Daniel McCarthy, the Managing Director of Star Seafoods, just talking to us about how their business has adapted. As Daniel mentioned there, if you want to check out some of their fish, order online and get it delivered to you, see if you can get it delivered to your area. You can go to their website, which is starseafoods.ie. And the discount code, very generous of them, you just put in SPIRIT when you're placing your order and you'll get 10% off. So very good.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.